You are listening to the New Day of Hope broadcast with Helena and Glennis Langley. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we trust today's word will bless your heart and will revive your soul, and that you will grow stronger and stronger in the goodness of the Lord. Glory to God.
We are excited to come before you one more time to share the word of God. And the scripture is coming from Leviticus chapter 6, verses 8 through 13. And it reads, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen trousers, he shall put on his body, and take up the ashes of the burnt offering which the Lord has consumed on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments, put on other garments, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out." Praise God. The subject for today is, keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. In the opening verses of Leviticus 6, God said three times that the fire on the altar was to be kept burning. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continually. He said it must not go out. So the priests are commanded to keep something burning. If we fast forward a few chapters to Leviticus 9 and verse 24, we will read some really interesting words about the origin of this first fire that I think will help us understand why it is so important to keep this fire burning. So Leviticus 9 verse 24 says, "Fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portions on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell face down." So although God is writing to the Levitical priests and how they are to do their duties, there is a lot here which we can apply to our spiritual life. It ought to be a perpetual fire or a continual burning fire. And the word fire is spoken about in the Bible about 549 times. And it represents God's presence. It represents His power and purifying work. It is used as a symbol of life spiritually. The fire on the altar of our heart sustains our spiritual life. So we ought not to let our fire go out, because God sent the fire. But it is the responsibility of the priest to sustain the fire on the altar. These divine instructions are still relevant and useful to us today to sustain God's fire in our souls, because we need God's fire within us. However, like the priests of old, it is the responsibility of the believers today to keep the fire of God's love burning and glowing, not only in their hearts, but also in their souls, mind, will, and emotion. There is no longer a Jewish altar because of the finished work of Christ. The altar now is our heart and God's love for us, and our love for Him is the flame. Too often in our lives, our spiritual temperatures fluctuate. The fire of love for our Savior may never be fully extinguished, but the fire is at a low intensity and the embers are losing heat. We don't want to be cold. We don't want to be lukewarm. We want to stay on fire for the Lord. Over and over in the Old Testament, we are reminded of the symbol of fire. God appeared to Moses from a burning bush. From the presence of his presence, God jump-started Moses' calling. Then the fire of God's presence led the Israelites through the wilderness, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You can find that in Exodus 13, verse 21. We see Elijah. He is calling on God to send down his fire. And there are others who experience this fire. Jeremiah said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. When you give your life to Christ, he placed a fire within you to grow and become more and more like him. Sadly though, that fire begins to die out. It becomes a flickering flame where once it was an inferno for him. We can afford to lose a lot of things, but not our fiery passion for God. If we are going to stay on fire for God, we need to understand what the fire of God is. In the natural, fire is defined as a combustion or burning in which substances combine chemically with oxygen from the air and typically give out bright light, heat, and smoke. Fire symbolizes many things in the Bible. Fire symbolizes the holiness of God. When Moses received the Ten Commandments, the Bible says the whole mount was lit with fire. Fire can represent the judgment of God. Fire fell on Sodom and Gomorrah for their immorality and unrighteousness. And if you're going to stay on fire for God, the fire must be maintained. We need to get on fire and stay on fire. So why is getting on fire so important? Because fire heats those who are cold. Just a few days ago, everyone was crying about the cold, about the Arctic cold. We were all freezing. We had single digits. But thank God, those of us who have heat in our homes, we can just crank it up and we were able to stay warm. So the fire served as a constant reminder of God's power. The fire represented God's presence, and our God is a consuming fire. The Shekinah glory was visible in the fire at the altar at the burnt offering. Being on fire is not the literal meaning of lighting yourself on fire. To be on fire is to be eager, to be zealous, or burning with enthusiasm. Sometimes we speak of lighting a fire under someone, by which we mean to motivate that person or urge him or her to action. Do you have a burning desire to serve God and do everything you can to serve him? That should be our desire. You have heard people say the church was on fire today, and other times they say it was dead. Because passion is an intense emotion that compels action. Passion is first above all things in the need for the Christian today. The Christian must fall in love with Jesus every day. You must have a passion for the Savior. We are passionate about other things. We need to have a passion for our Lord. So how do you keep the fire burning? First of all, you have to remove the ashes. You have to clear out what is already past, the failures, the hurt, the residue, money that was lost, relationship that has gone bad, the bitterness, unforgiveness. This thing will put out your flame. So you got to trim the wick. Do you remember the old time lamps? Sometimes you can see them in Cracker Barrel. Sometimes you have to trim the wick. The wick means twisted. Whatever is twisted in your life, like emotion, your thinking, the wick has been burned. So you got to trim the wick, like the habits, the laziness. What do you have to cut off to burn brightly? Trim the wick. So when you trim the wick, the light can be shining more brightly. How do you keep the fire burning? Meditate on the word. Joshua 1:8 in the NIV version says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. The Word of God keep you from sin, but sin will keep you from the Word of God. So you need to meditate on that Word, because that Word is food for the soul. So how do you keep the fire burning? You got to add more wood to the fire. Proverbs 26 verse 20 says, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Those of us who grill knows that there are times you have to add more coal to the fire. So it's the same thing in our life. Stay close to one another. If the wood or coals are spread too thin, the fire goes out. Put them together, close to each other, and they will burn brightly. We need one another. Don't fight the battle of life alone. Keep the fire going. If you lose it, you lose your soul. Keep the fire going. Others need light and warmth from your fire. We have the fire of prayer. You got to take quality time with God. It will keep the fire of God's love burning and glowing increasingly in your heart and in your soul. Are you a fire igniter or a fire extinguisher? See, God provides the fire, but it's up to us to keep it burning. The number one reason that people get cold on God is that they fail to spend time with Him. Keep throwing wood on your fire. You need to get on fire and stay on fire. Psalms 39 verse 3 says, my heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. So you got to go back to the source of the fire and remain connected. Habakkuk 2 and verse 2 says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Your vision should make you run. If your vision doesn't put a fire in you, it's the wrong vision. Whenever you lose your focus, you lose your fire. Keep Jesus as the main thing. If you put your focus on money, husband, or children, you lose your fire. Our God is a consuming fire. You got to respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Whatever He's telling you right now, do not quench the Spirit of God. Whatever He's telling you right now, you need to do it. When you give your life to Christ, He placed a fire within you to grow and become more and more like Him. Sadly though, that fire begins to die out. It becomes a flickering flame where once it was an inferno for Him. So the question is, are you on fire or by the fire? Is it Peter followed afar off in Mark 14 verse 54? And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself by the fire. This was during Christ's crucifixion. Peter ended up denying the Lord just hours after insisting that he would be willing to die for him. But instead, Peter just stayed by the fire and warmed himself. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, Paul gave his son in the ministry some advice. This is why I remind you to fan into flame the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Does your fire need to be rekindled? In other words, you got to rekindle the flame. The fire may not have gone out, but it's dying. It needs some oxygen. So many Christians have allowed their light to flicker, but it must shine. Let the light that is in you shine. Do not put it under a bushel. Fire not only produces light, it produces warmth. So many out in a dark, cold world, and they need the light. Today we have so many fake candles, flameless candle. No candle loses its light while lighting another candle. So never stop sharing and helping others, because it makes your life more meaningful. What is it that God put in you by gifting you supernaturally that you need to fan into flame, that you need to do something to develop or sharpen it to make it better than it currently is? What is it you use to be passionate about? What happened? You see, Peter followed afar off and warmed himself at the wrong fire. In order to set the flame burning bright for Jesus, you must fix your eyes on the things above and be filled by the Holy Spirit. Our hearts are made to be alive and on fire for God. We are meant to passionately pursue Him with all our hearts and our minds and our soul. The Holy Spirit within you will change you from the inside out so that your heart will feel like it's going to burst open in excitement. He will keep us. He will help us place what is true in our hearts so that there might be a blaze towards God. When Christ becomes the center of your life, your heart and soul will be satisfied and you will never want anything less than Jesus. Nothing else compares to the love of my Jesus. Regular communication with him will help keep the passion for him burning. God is seeking communion and fellowship with us, but we must respond. Only God can open up the human heart to know him. If we are on fire for God, we will develop an intimate relationship he desires for us. Being in God's continual presence will help stir a fire in your heart. So my friends, rekindling your faith means putting off your old self and taking up your new identity. You must focus on being Christ-centered and displacing your self-centeredness. Then and only then can Jesus fill your heart and set it on fire to do what he has called you to do. So be intentional about setting your heart and mind on the things above. Remember the joy of being in the presence of the Lord. You have tasted and seen that God is good. You felt his presence. Now live on fire for God. So get on fire and stay on fire. If you are a believer in Jesus, I encourage you to stay on fire for God. Amen. God bless you.
We never bring our broadcast to a close without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you trust him tonight as Savior and Lord of your life? Would you call upon him? He's able to deliver you. He's able to help you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your words. We know your words will never return to you void, but that your words will accomplish for the purpose in which you have sent it to. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
If you were inspired or challenged by tonight's message, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us at newdayofhopeatlanta@gmail.com. Once again, that's newdayofhopeatlanta@gmail.com. So until then,
let your heart go on singing.
Until then,
with joy, my friends, you must carry on.
Bye now.
Peace to all of you.